This is Inside Agriculture. We're going to bring in a friend of mine, Blair Hoseth, now, who farms up in the Manoman, Minnesota area. Blair, at least a sunny day today, a bit hazy. How have you been over the last several weeks since the last time I talked to you?
Well, we had a fairly decent summer and adequate moisture in most areas.
Well, I do want to ask you, because you around the Manoman area have been very close to some major storms that we've had over the last couple of months. It's been fairly quiet recently. Cross our fingers. Hopefully it stays that way. But I should ask you, did you get in any of the big downpours, the big wind events or hail events this summer?
Yeah, we had some of it, but we only ended up with 3.5 inches here about 3 weeks ago, I guess. And that was enough, but north of us it got to be closer to 9-10 inches in places.
Yeah, and I understand that you also did have some hail damage this year in your wheat crop.
Yeah, most of the wheat ended up getting hit by hail. I had one field that they estimated at 43% loss. So had a very nice wheat crop coming into that hail storm, but now the good part is we all got our cover crops seeded.
Yeah. You actually do, about 4 or 5 different crops. I know you got corn, soybeans. Why don't you just kind of go through the gamut of what you got, and then we'll just kind of break down per crop.
Well, the wheat is done. It started out real good till the hail took the edge off it. And then we came along and we got some double lot beans that we took off here 2 weeks ago. And they weren't too bad. Even the hills there, they seemed to get adequate moisture. And then we come in here last week and we got 2 days of pretty good frost. So it seemed like anything that was like 0.5 and later had quite a bit of frost damage. We don't know what the yield will be yet, but they're certainly dying off.
Okay. So is it going to be maybe just less yield, or is it going to be like a total kill?
Well, it'll be less yield. You know, I'm sure it'll take off some of those top pods that are a little bit greener, but we're just kind of all waiting to see yet how much damage it did. But you can drive along the road and pretty much see that all the beans have had some frost damage in this area.
What's the corn like?
The corn has all been turned white, too, for the most part. You don't see hardly any green left. You know, whether it's a complete kill or just frosted it down pretty good, it certainly speeded up the harvest or got the harvest a little bit closer and quicker on both beans and corn, I'm guessing.
What was your corn like this year, though, before the crappy weather? Were you expecting a pretty good crop?
Yeah, I think we got a decent crop out there. You know, the weather was good. We had enough growing degree units for both the beans and corn. The next thing is just to see how much the edge, the frost took off our yield.
Right. Did you have much for, like, heat damage from the long stretch of really hot days that we had there for a while?
You know, not too bad. We had a little bit dry there maybe in June, but then we did start getting our rain in July. So I don't think our heat damage will be too bad because we probably had about enough moisture to carry it through.
So what's next up for you in the harvest area?
Well, we're working our double variety beans right now. We're going to maybe start them again this afternoon. We had a rain event Saturday, about 0.5 inch, so we've been held up since then. But we're going to do the double O beans, and then it might be a week or so before we get into the 06 beans, the ones that definitely saw more frost damage.
Okay. Did you guys end up with any, like, disease problems just because of all the moisture from this summer?
Not really. Some of the guys are saying they could have some falling number issues on the wheat. I don't believe I had any in mine. I still got one variety getting tested. But for the most part, I don't think the disease are too bad. A lot of people did spray fungicides and you know, once or twice. And that didn't seem to be a big issue this year.
This is Inside Agriculture.